Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. You know, I want to give a shout out today to my listeners in the Netherlands. I always like to give a shout out to someone in the world who's listening to this show. I am so honored that people take the time to check in and listen to The Holistic Entrepreneur from everywhere in the world, more than 50 countries. I'm still amazed by that each and every week. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living, and I know I've said that before, but perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us and listen to the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome, and if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. Today, my guest is Rebecca Nenner, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to remind you how much I appreciate all of you listening. You know, I want to thank you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, and I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And remember that you can find the links to on other internet directories like TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, iTunes, of course, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, all of those directories. The easiest place to find links to all of those directories and to the show is just to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. And this week, I put another thing on my website right on the front page. Soon, I'm going to be hosting a summit, a virtual summit, so you can listen from your computer or your phone, getting together 16 experts, and the topic is Entrepreneur Mastery, the Secrets to Success, because there's so much valuable information out there, and so many people who are successful entrepreneurs have all this great stuff to share, and they're also providing a very generous gift exclusively for this summit. So if you want to check that out, go to BonnieGressel.com, and right there on the front page, you can't miss it, is the link to Entrepreneur Mastery, and then you can find out more about the summit. So now let me introduce our guest for today, and join me in welcoming Rebecca Nenner to the show. Rebecca Nenner, who calls herself the Health Coach Diva, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that, is here to share with us what she has learned along her holistic entrepreneur journey. Rebecca Nenner is a passionate woman who cares deeply about the wellness of her family, friends, and our country. She has devoted her life to holistic health and wellness coaching. Now, Rebecca's story is not uncommon, nor did she not only witness cancer in her family, but was also confronted with her own health journey, battling autoimmune diseases and Lyme's disease. After seeing numerous specialists without results, she became her own health advocate, devouring as much information about health and wellness as possible. With the help of an integrative physician and a homeopath using holistic wellness principles, she was actually able to reverse her illness. Rebecca returned to work after that as an insurance specialist for seniors and found that a majority of her clients had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. Many of them had all three. Having helped herself, Rebecca found that she was spending more time counseling her clients on health and wellness than on insurance. So she then enrolled in the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and studied over 100 dietary theories, in addition to learning how to help people through their challenges, including their career, relationships, and spirituality. Today, as a certified holistic health and wellness coach, she works one-on-one with clients to integrate a step-by-step approach to creating lifestyle changes that will lead them on a path to wellness without the side effects of medication. Now, Rebecca has high aspirations. She hopes to write a series of books and continue to talk with anyone who will listen. In addition to her website at healthcoachdiva.com and her monthly newsletter, Rebecca also blogs for the NFL's Washington Redskins Women's Club website.
and is a sought-after speaker. Rebecca has recently added some new healing techniques to her resume. She is now also a certified laughter yoga leader, as well as a health wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. Rebecca holds a BA in communication from Tulane University. I am so excited that Rebecca is taking time out of her very busy day to spend time with us tonight. Thank you so much for being here, Rebecca.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Great. You know, everyone's got a journey. And, you know, I know a little bit about you, but I'd like you to share with our listeners, you have quite a journey that has sort of led you to who you've become today and what you do as a health coach. Would you share a little bit of that with all of our listeners?
Absolutely. As you were talking in your monologue about how you have a journey, and sometimes you have to pause, that's sort of, it was the same thing for me. Mm. I started my journey, I'd say back in the 1980s, back when I saw a lot of disease in my family. My uncle, who was 45 years old, passed away of metastatic breast cancer, and 8 years later, my dad, who was 59, his brother, he died of many different multiple site cancers. Mm. It was also their father had died of cancer, and later on, another brother and the mother. All of my father's family had died of cancer, and that put a lot of fear in me.
Sure.
I thought, my God, I'm going to get cancer. I mean, and it just resonated with me that I got to learn about this stuff, and I have to be very proactive. And so I started on a journey to get screened all the time, to make sure that I caught it early. And a lot of people do that because when they see their family and friends who have cancer, they seem to feel the same way, kind of scared and wanting to make sure that they catch it. I was that way, and then all of a sudden I started reading and learning and finding out what cancer was, and the more I read, the more I started realizing it's not as scary as it was. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting. I just started going on a learning journey, and I started realizing this is something I'm very, very interested in. And years later, when I became a health and life and health insurance agent, I started working in the senior market, finding that it was very, very difficult to enroll seniors into insurance policies because so many people were on so many different medications. I mean, everyone had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and then even more. There were people who I had met with who were on 20 different medications, and mm-hmm. I thought there was something severely wrong with that. And I felt that the pharmaceutical company was taking advantage of seniors. Those are the people who have much more of a tough time trying to afford life. They're very much on fixed incomes. So I found it to be very, very strange that all these people were so sick. And I started talking to them about how they can get well because I had been researching and learning on my own and studying. And I said to myself, I should be doing this. That's where mm-hmm. my aha moment came, when I realized I really need to be doing this, helping people, and I enrolled in the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And when I got there, it was very serendipitous. It was the most wonderful place, and it was just, I felt like I had finally figured out what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was 47 years old, and I was like, gosh, it took me this long, but I got there, and I really felt like I was now going to live my passion. And that was really, really exciting.
Yeah. You know, and it's so true what you say, because, you know, all of us are making cancer cells every day. But it's just
if our
immune system is strong enough to, you know, keep them from all bunching together and create a tumor or something, then we're fine. Because we all
exactly.
have cancer cells. So it's really, you're right, it's really not, is not quite as scary when you realize some of those things. So I'm sure that really helped you along your journey, because, oh my goodness, to have all those family members, you know, with the same type of illness, that had to be a scary thing for you.
Yeah, and I think especially I was younger and I didn't understand cancer. And I think it's interesting because I'm frustrated because I feel like I have gotten out there into the world, and I know so much more right now than I used to know, and yet very, very few people want to believe what I say. And like you say it, you understand it, but and there's so much information out there on the internet, and people aren't finding it or not even looking for it. Not even looking for it.
I know one of the things we're talking about is all the medications that people are on. So, Rebecca, how do you break through that with people? Because I know, being a nurse practitioner myself, I think the record of the bottles of pills, I used to have people bring in everything. I think the record was 54 bottles in one box, because I would have them bring it all in so I could look at everything they were taking. So it's difficult sometimes, I think, for people to you know, get away from the whole medication thing. How, you know, tell us a little bit about some of maybe challenges that maybe even related to that along your journey. I know there had to be some.
Oh, there's definitely lots of that. When I speak to people who tell me that a relative or a family friend, anybody, has cancer, I will say, you know, I can help you with that. In fact, I have helped people with that. I have a friend who I used to work with, a colleague who was diagnosed almost 7 years ago with stage 4 lung cancer. And he, I said to him, you know, you don't have to die from this. And it was interesting because he didn't immediately believe me. But what I did was I sent him enormous amounts of information on the internet. I said, this is going to help you. I sent him videos. I sent him documentaries. I sent him all sorts of things, which sort of helped him agree with me. And I basically explained that cancer is not exactly a disease, but rather a tap on the shoulder to tell you that your immune system is not working and functioning properly. And I said, and there are ways to change your body composition, and I can help you through that. And I did, and he's still alive and well. The only thing that I can't get him to do, and this is frustrating, is he's still doing chemo almost 7 years later. He's just won't let go. Yet that I made inroads with him, but I find that sometimes people just reject it completely, and I find it very frustrating because I'm saying to them, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not, and basically what I do is the very same thing, is if I give them the opportunity to watch some documentaries, to even see people who have cured themselves of cancer. I give them videos. There's lots of stuff on YouTube about people. There's a guy named Chris Beat Cancer. He's wonderful. And I give them that so that they can kind of get the picture that there's plenty of people healing from cancer, and there's plenty of people out there who can help you. So that's one of the things I do. And if people just don't want to listen, I can't help them, because there are some people out there who just don't believe. They believe that traditional medicine is the way. And for me, I mean, yes, I've been through a lot of, I've read a lot of books and learned, and I've actually seen it for myself. I can't think traditional medicine anymore. I just don't think that way. It just doesn't make sense to me anymore that putting chemicals in your body is going to make you better.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that there are certainly certain things in traditional medicine that are necessary. Like if somebody,
absolutely,
you know, needs antibiotics, or they need an appendectomy or something
trauma.
Like that. Yeah. And
yeah,
those
trauma.
Things have, yeah,
absolutely.
Those things have to. Yeah. But there are so many things, you're so right, that we all have those health those self-healing abilities, all of us. In fact, medications wouldn't work if we didn't already have the receptors on the cells inside our bodies to respond to them. So that means
absolutely.
We make something similar to those medicines. So yeah,
right.
But you're right, Rebecca. I find too that it's sometimes hard to convince people or to have them, you know, be comfortable trying something else, maybe even in addition to the medicines that they're on, but to think a different way, because we've always been that way. I mean, we've always trusted traditional medicine here in the West.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? It becomes more ingrained in our heads as society continues to promote it on TV. everywhere you go and everything you do. We've become the society that has given away the power to other people to help you. Mm-hmm. And I find it very hard to empower people to take it back, because that's what my goal is, to help empower people to take back their health, own your health, and be your own health advocate. Mm-hmm. It's important. If you're giving the power to somebody else and they're not doing right by you, the consequence is yours. But if you own it and you take responsibility and you actually read and research, your outcome is going to be so much better.
Yeah, it's all about choice. To me, it's all about choice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely a choice. Yeah. And I advocate that people take the time, because, well, especially with cancer is one of those things that when tumors show up, by the time they've shown up, they've been in your body for years. Mm-hmm. And the doctors rush you into surgery and chemo and radiation. And the truth of the matter is you have time. You have time to read and research and learn. And unfortunately, a lot of people get scared, like I was. Mm-hmm. And I feel blessed to have learned what I learned, because I'm now empowered and I feel totally in control of my life and my health.
You know, I have a question for you, Rebecca. I know and there's a ton of stuff out online. I mean, anybody can put anything out on the internet. Mm-hmm. How do you coach or counsel people on sort of knowing what's valid, what's got some truth to it, and what's just, you know, kind of, because there is some junk out there. How do people separate that out?
That's like an excellent question, because there are actually people out there who are writing stuff contrary to the truth. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that, because they're vested interest. So basically what I tell people is, if you're going to go on the internet, there are some legitimate sites, and here they are. And mm-hmm. there are some sites that aren't legitimate, and here they are. And technically, if it has something to do with MD in it, or NIH or something like that, mm-hmm. I kind of steer them away. Now, typically, those were the sites that I trusted many, many, many years ago before I knew about what I know now. But the truth of the matter is, they're telling you information based on their best interest. So I try to steer people clear of that and look for things that say natural healing or something like that.
So, Rebecca, tell me a little bit more about how you got the name, or gave yourself the name of the Health Coach Diva. Where did that come from? I'm just curious, because I think that's really fascinating.
Well, actually, I was just exploring different names. And when I came to the word diva, I used it, you know, it sometimes has a negative connotation, but really the definition of diva really means somebody who knows what they're doing, somebody who is excellent at their craft. And so I took that upon me because I wanted to create sort of a caricature of sorts, meaning somebody who understands what they're doing and yet empowers people to find their women, especially, to find what I call their inner diva. And for me, finding your inner diva is finding your passion, empowering yourself to do things, empowering yourself to be all that you were meant to be, and becoming as healthy as you possibly can, and just taking control of everything in your life. And that's where the diva comes from.
Oh, okay. Now, that's very interesting, and I never really thought about the definition for diva, but yes, that does fit you. That's perfect. Sometimes people have difficulty, you know, looking out sort of outside the box, outside of that traditional medicine box. How did people find you? I mean, has that been a challenge for you?
It has been a challenge for me. Since I got Lyme disease, and I got Lyme disease when I got 4 years ago when I started finished IIN, and I was guns a-blazing, and it was all great, and then all of a sudden, I got tired, mm-hmm. and I was not functioning well. I was very tired. I really had trouble getting out of bed, and I was not working very well, and So it has taken a toll on me, but I call it, like you said in your monologue, you needed to take a break. I took a break. I took a pause in my life, and it was the best thing. Lyme was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was my blessing in disguise, because I did suffer. I did have a lot of pain, and I started learning about the body so much more. I was blessed to have found this homeopath who's worked with people with Lyme for over 30 years, and she's had success. And so being that I was a health coach enabled me and her to, she was educating me as she was healing me. And so that to me was such a blessing, because I learned so much more about different healing modalities that I got involved with doTERRA essential oils, because I learned from using essential oils how powerful they were. So I didn't realize how many different modalities there were to heal the body. And taking that pause in my life was so amazing, because not only was I able to heal myself, but I was able to sit some time, have some real quiet time, and really do some more research and dig into what is going on in the world, and why are people so sick, and why, how to heal all different types of diseases. So it gave me more and more education. I fed my body with good things, and I fed my brain with good things, and I feel very, very blessed to have had this pause. And when I did get it, I was telling friends and colleagues that, you know, this pause was really a very, very good thing for me. I have to work on me before I can work on others. And the way I find people is by doing various different things, like doing laughter yoga sessions. I will find people by sometimes from my blog, sometimes from articles that have been written about me. But I'm still in that place where I'm not getting as many as I would like, and I'm going to be ramping up my business quite a bit this year because I feel 100% better. So it's wonderful.
That's so true. I can say I honestly know what you mean when you say that it was a blessing for you to have the Lyme disease, because I say to people all the time that our accident and my brain injury and the coma and all that stuff was such a blessing because it changed my life in a good way. So
exactly.
You know, sometimes, you know, the universe just kind of takes care of that. God, the universe, whatever your belief is. But so what are some of the lessons or ahas that you've had? I know we talked about some of those along your path that might be helpful for other people. You know, are there things that come to mind kind of along the way that, oh yeah, I've learned how to do that, or oh, I should have done that differently?
Insofar as the business, my lessons haven't been complete because I haven't really ramped it up to where I want it to be. Insofar as my advice to people about the world itself, I feel like you've got to roll with the punches, because I feel truly that you can't get through life without getting a curveball. I think that everybody gets something. It's sort of like an awakening. It's something to stop you in your tracks and something for you to think about and understand that I can't go through life, you know, thinking everything's just going to be wonderful every day. It just isn't. Mm-hmm. And by stepping back and really taking a toll of what you basically come to a place where you say, what can I learn from what just happened to me? And that to me is a big piece of advice, because if you can take a very negative situation and say, why was this put in my path? What am I supposed to learn from it? You will come out smelling like a rose on the other end, I think. Yeah. That's my philosophy. I think that many people, you can take something two ways. You can become a victim, or you can say this was meant to happen to me for a reason.
Oh, that is so true. That's great advice for anyone, whether they're an entrepreneur or whatever journey that they're on. That is so true. And thank you for sharing that. So, you know, Rebecca, you said that you're going to ramp up your business in the coming year.
Absolutely.
What's next for you?
I, yeah. I am going to start a portion of my business. I'm going to create a business called Rest and Weight Loss, which is going to be about people who want to lose weight and lose weight the right way, not a diet. It's not a diet plan. It's all about learning how to eat properly and why people are gaining weight. And the why is very important. Mm. You really need to understand the why people are gaining weight and why you need to understand health as opposed to weight loss, because being healthy will help you lose weight.
Absolutely. It's like a side effect of being healthy. A weight loss program that is really more about healthy eating with sort of a side effect of weight loss. Rebecca, are there other things you want to share, or are you really focusing on the weight loss piece and to get really good at that first?
No, that's just one of the pieces that I'm going to put together. I'm very ambitious now.
Okay.
I would like to grow an essential oil business, which can be an adjunct to my health coaching business. Mm-hmm. I would like to start writing a book. I haven't decided what the angle is on that, but I will be writing a book, and I will be just making my presence larger, doing more speaking engagements, and I'm just looking forward to the future because, you know, the sky's the limit, and I'm really excited about just helping people. That has become my passion, just helping people, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, you're right. The sky is the limit. We're only limited, really, by our imagination. That's the only thing that limits us and sort of that little naysayer that sits on everybody's shoulders. But other than that, you know, anything is possible. You can say, do, or be anything you want to be. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of things tonight, and thank you so much for sharing all of your insights. If there was one thing that you really wanted our listeners to leave with tonight, one thing that you really wanted them to remember, what do you think that would be?
That life's too short and life should be lived, and that we only have one body to live it in, and that vessel needs to be taken care of. That's the vessel that gets us through life, and if you don't take care of it, it won't take care of you. So believe in yourself and take really, really good care of yourself, because if you take care of your body will take care of you. And I really believe, because I've been through these health issues, coming out on the other side is so beautiful. And it's so wonderful to see your body change from sick to being healthy. And it's an amazing thing. And I believe that people, more and more people, are discovering that there are alternative ways to heal your body. Just like if you cut it, your body will heal it. And if you break a bone, your body will heal it. It's the very same principle with disease. If you know what to put in your body, your body will take care of you.
You know, when I would do hypnosis, it's one of the things I do with clients, and I would be talking, I like the Ericksonian style, and so it's more just sort of stories and metaphors and things like that. But I would often talk about, when I was talking about some self-healing abilities that we have, the cut in the finger. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because, you know, when I was a little girl, I remember, you know, cutting my finger. We lived in a farm, and I didn't want my mom to know because I thought she would be mad at me. So I kind of hid it, and I didn't really do anything. I maybe brushed it off a little bit, but, you know, it just sort of healed itself. I didn't even do anything to it, but that's how our bodies are, is we are just able to do that. So that's a great message. And I'm for one, very glad that you're out there helping people, because that's so important to you. That's awesome, because there are people who definitely need it.
There are so many people who need it, and I feel blessed and honored to help people. It really is. It's so wonderful to be able to say that my life meant something and my life had purpose. It is such a wonderful feeling. And when people come to me and say, "You changed my life," I always say back, "No, I facilitated you changing your life. You did it. Mm-hmm. And I just helped you." And it's an amazing feeling when somebody comes back to you and tells you that. And, you know, quite frankly, I just encourage people, more and more people, to get out there and live their passion, because life is way too short.
Oh, so true, so true. So, you know, I know that there are going to be people who want more of you, Rebecca, who want to connect with you, find more out about you. What's the best way for them to connect with you?
They can go to my website or they can email me at Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, at healthcoachdiva.com.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom with us. And even though you say that, you know, well, I'm not really quite there yet, you know, we're never really there anyway, but you certainly have accomplished a lot already. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners tonight before we end our show for tonight?
I don't know, Bonnie. I am very blessed. I want to thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it. And I quite frankly, I feel blessed. I'm lucky to have the ability to do what I do. And you probably do the same. You help people, and it's just a wonderful feeling doing that. And I feel like I had been doing it all my life, but just it didn't express itself in the correct way, if you understand what I mean. I was always a person who people would come to for advice. It just took me a long time to get there. And I'm just happy, and happiness comes from within. And I just really feel happy and lucky. And like I said, it's a nice feeling to get to where you want to be. And my journey has been wonderful. And I hope I can help others on their journeys.
Yeah. Well, and just your attitude. I mean, I can hear that just over the line, you know, that even though you had health issues and Lyme's disease and all of that, you're very positive and it was such a blessing. And just hearing that energy is, I'm kind of all about energy stuff anyway, and it's energy is contagious. So the people that you're working with, whether you're talking to them on the phone or you're seeing them in person, they can feel that energy in you, and it makes them feel better.
I know. I love doing what I do. And that's why I am going to be very, very much passionate and ramping this business up this year, because finally the energy is back inside of me, the energy I lost when I got Lyme. Yeah. And it really, really feels wonderful to have it back, because it was tough, and I learned what people go through and how they struggle. And now I can be compassionate with them.
I want to thank you so much tonight, Rebecca.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.